Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, powered by Bauer, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Man, who is this DJ?
You liking that, Terrell?
No.
Yeah.
Don't be a hater. I don't like the new music.
Yes, because you got to get your ears trained on something new.
I don't know, BJ.
Whatever. Text in and let us know if you like the new music. Like the old stuff or the new stuff? 402-464-5685 is the text line. Fastest 2 hours in radio is getting ready to be over again for the weekend. Like, done.
Done.
So we're talking to George Acholla. George, Ja Morant, I just want to know what your thoughts is on that. And, yeah, how does that affect our mentals of the youth?
Yeah, I mean, that's an unfortunate situation because the guy's got talents that are beyond belief. I don't want to judge the kid, because at my age, that's what he is. I could be his dad. But you would hope that somebody within his circle would care enough about the kid to make sure that he understands that, you know, he's got the opportunity to be a once-in-a-generation type of player. And that type of activity, let's just forget about basketball. Let's just put basketball aside. I mean, you're talking about a situation where we could have been talking about something much more graver than just him being suspended. We could have been talking about a funeral at this junction. Just the, you know, come on, Vashon, you know the world we live in. And so I would hope that somebody within his circle starts to maybe take a look at this as, this is about Ja Morant, the human being. Basketball, he's going to play for another 10 to 15 years, if he's lucky. But there's going to be life after that. And how do we get him to the point of understanding that these few moments of bravado are not worth risking, A, his life, and B, the opportunity that he's got? And I think part of it also for me is he needs to also understand that. And I know it's, you know, it's probably too much pressure to put on a kid, but it's the reality of the situation that he's also a role model. You know, he's a role model to a lot of kids that watch the NBA. Kids are buying his jersey. He is a highlight reel on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. So there's a whole community of kids out there that are watching this, and I don't think that's the example that he wants to be. So it's a tough situation. Clearly there's factors that are involved, and you would hope that his father becomes a father in that situation and not somebody who's also living off his son's prowess as an athlete, because let's just forget basketball. This is also about life. This could have ended a lot more tragically than what we did. So you know, that's kind of where I'm at on it.
All right. George, I seen let's talk about the Iowa lawsuit where they getting sued for where they was somebody was awarded $4 million for discrimination within the football department or football program. What kind of black eye does that give to Iowa?
You know, it should give them a massive black eye to that program. Because regardless of what your thoughts and feelings are on it, the fact that something like that was allowed to fester and grow to the point that it did should be indicative of some other situations or problems within the program itself. And, you know, I'm not there every day. I mean, I've not read what the final, you know, what the final facts were in the situation, but the fact that you got to that type of number leads me to believe that there's some fundamental problems within that organization itself that need to be addressed. And the AD probably needs to take a leadership role to make sure that those issues are addressed. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, as a parent and I am, and if my son was to, you know, look at Iowa, I would probably tell him to think twice about it because the things that was just happening and this now this comes out, you know, I think it kind of, you know, dampers the African-American kids who are there now because, you know, you don't know what the things that they are going through.
Exactly. Exactly. And you've hit it on the head. And I agree with you 100%. There's clearly an issue there, and they need to figure out how to address it.
Who's getting paid in that situation? Who are the recipients of the money? The athletes?
Well, I'm not sure what the court order ultimately is. Clearly, the athletes will get a portion of that money. We know the lawyers will get a portion of that money. And I'm assuming a portion of that money will go to some type of training and other things that the university needs to address.
George, that didn't feel like 2 hours, did it?
No, it didn't. It was quick.
Well, give me. I mean, if you would, for the ticket fans out there, guys listening, I think you've given us so much steak that it deserves. I mean, we know me and you, George. We got so much more we can talk about. Right. So we definitely want to have you back on, man.
Absolutely. I would love to come back on and dig deeper into some of these other topics. Yes.
Give me your closing statements, if you would, to, you know, Husker fans out there. Just, you know, just whatever comes to your mind. How would you close this conversation?
How would I close the conversation? You know, I think I would close the conversation that we've got to have. We got to be optimistic because that's the only thing we've got at this junction. We got to be optimistic and we've got to be realistic. And by optimistic, I think we've got to hope for the best for these kids because I think these kids are doing the best that they can. We're hoping that the coaches are putting them in a position to be successful. That's what coaches should do. But I think we've also got to be realistic because I talked about Bill.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
That empire, that dynasty, that took 40 years, and then it took literally 5 years or 4 years to destroy it. But it's going to take time for us to rise to the level where we need to get. So I want fans just to, I know that we've been beating the patience drum, but I think that's kind of where we're at as a program. We got to be patient. And I think we've also got to realize that we're not the first program to go through something like this. Alabama went through the wilderness. Notre Dame went through the wilderness. USC went through the wilderness. it all happens, and it just takes a lot of time and patience to get out of the wilderness. And we will get out of the wilderness.
George, it seems like ours is lasting a lot longer than anybody else's, though.
And we've made a lot of mistakes.
George, give me your best Go Big Red.
What?
Give me your best Go Big Red.
Man, I'm in the office, so you want all these people to hear me in the office?
Yes. Yeah.
Go Big Red. There you go. I don't want to wake up everybody in the office.
Now they go running there. Oh, my God, what's wrong with him?
Exactly.
Hey, listen. Listen, let me tell you. That's an offensive thing, see? The Go Big Red, offensive thing. I can't get Black Shirts to say Go Big Red, George.
Oh, you can?
Not a lot of them.
No. Come on. Come on, Terrell. Give him a Go Big Red. Let's go.
That's a lie, George. He's lying. You know, I say it all the time with him.
Say it. All right, good.
What'd you say, VJ?
Go ahead and say it, Black Shirt.
Go Big Red.
That's why y'all don't say it, because it's just going, ooh, big red.
Who you got? How you say it?
Go Big Red.
There you go.
Who you got in the background? Is that MC Hammer with you back there? Is that
no, that's another twin.
That looked like MC twins. Hammer and Scottie Pippen or somebody, man. Who is that behind you?
Hey, George, you see what I got to deal with, George? Every day, Monday through Friday, 10 to 12, I got to deal with this.
Just give him a crackback block.
Ooh! Hey, George, I'm glad you said that. I already gave him one, a straight up. What would Coach Solis call it? You know, when you, not even attack and adjust, just straight run through him, throw the fist straight through his chin, and not run straight through him. It was a beautiful thing.
Not in real football, so you know that won't happen, George. So he did that in something called knocker ball. It's like he would never crack back me on the field.
Yeah.
No, George, George, hold on before you go. Hold on before we end this. So, George, me and Terrell had a pact. Now, but I barred none out there because of what the Black Shirts did to me.
Okay.
So I barred none. And me and Terrell, for whatever reason, I can't even remember why we made this pact. But I would always brother-in-law with Terrell.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe I didn't want to hurt him.
No, he seen what them other offensive linemen, because he wasn't Vishon was a tight end, first of all. See, he seen what I did to the offensive linemen. So he didn't want, so you know, they was gonna have to run it again. So you know, because this happened while all the time I was on scout team for probably the first
full of it.
8 days. Then after that, I moved up a little bit. But you know, I used to get an offense hell out there, the offensive linemen. Because, they would run the option, and I would just run behind them. And, you know, I was fast enough just to catch Tommy before he'll turn it up.
Whatever. It sound good.
Yeah.
You know what happened in practice.
Oh, VJ.
You tap your helmet and said, VJ, don't do it.
Oh, man.
I got a chance later on in life. Now, I'm not going to say that was a huge win. I'm not going to take a gloat in my success. Over dominating you. But I will tell you, George will see the footage the next time I see George.
He will
see the footage.
He's a knockerball all American, George. That's what he is.
All right. Hey, George.
I'm an honorable mention, you know. yeah.
All right, fellas. I got to run.
Appreciate you, George.
Yeah, I love you, son. See, this is what I like. This music. I missed the intro, man. We need the intro back, but we can keep the other music, but I need the intro music.
Yeah, I agree.
I just want the intro music.
Intro music the same.
Yeah.
Don't change anything.
Well, the problem is this is not just my decision. This is higher ups. Otherwise, that's
so how much you, different music. Who I got to put $20 in their pocket? Who pocket I got to put it in?
Probably the artist of that song.
Hey, listen, I think we can make a phone call and maybe figure something out.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Black Shirt, what do you got?
Oh, man. 3 to 5 days of playing Call of Duty. You know it.
Oh, my God. Have you played with Trey Palmer yet?
I haven't had a chance to do it. Matter of fact, I'm going to do it. I didn't play till like 6 o'clock this morning, so I didn't play yesterday at all. But I'll do it today.
What y'all got in the water cooler, Bob?
Well, there's been 6 tickets punched to the NCAA tournament. 5 more will be punched tonight. The All Big Ten teams have been named. Did Derek Walker get a look? Did Keisei Tominaga get a look? We'll discuss that. And a lot of stuff going on in the world of quarterbacks in the NFL. So we'll kind of talk about that as well.
High school basketball getting ready to start up
for the
ticket.
Oh, yeah.
About to go bananas. Nick Sainert on the call. Eric Strickland on the call. Jay Foreman on the call. Might even, if I got to call DP, I got to call a favor in and see if I can call the higher-ups, too, so I can be a part of the basketball call.
Ooh,
so you can see my flexibility.
You're going to go over Nick's rule here.
Yeah, I'm going over Nick's rule. Nick's, I'm going over his head there. Hey, listen, let me tell you something, Bach. Don't put Nick and rule in the same sentence.
Okay.
It's a new rule. Nick Sainert, I'm flying at 100,000 feet to at least ask. I might get shot down like flight 800, but you know what? You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. The captain, I'm with
the black shirt.
And
Bach.
We are powered
by
Bauer.
Go Big
Red.
Come on, Bach.
Holler at your boy.
That's a good one, Bob. See y'all next Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Dave Gill Chevrolet, we have back-to-school savings all month long. Check out our incredible selection of the latest Chevrolet models, including the rugged Silverado, the versatile Trax, and the stylish Equinox. We pride ourselves on exceptional customer service and unbeatable deals. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online at DaveGillChevy.com or stop by our dealership at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus. Dave Gill Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. See dealer for complete details.